All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Got a couple things I'm going to do with Morgan here. The first thing is a food world that we talked about yesterday that we're now going to do, because this one is, I don't know if I like it or not. This is a segment that Morgan has suggested. She built it. It's about food. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, Num Num Num, with Morgan number two.
Well, Chips Ahoy decided to release a new cookie, and it has Sour Patch Kids in it.
That's interesting, because I like Sour Patch Kids, and I love Chips Ahoy cookies. But I don't know if I would like those two together. Amy, what do you think about that?
That doesn't sound good to me. No. Mm-mm. I don't want to mix sour with my chocolate.
I don't even mind sour and chocolate. It's the cookie part of it that would bother me.
Okay, well, I'm the chocolate chips and the cookie part. Yeah. No, I don't do that. But it could be good.
And they're out already, Morgan?
Yeah, they've been spotted at some places, but nobody can confirm what grocery store. So they're out. They saw them at Dollar Tree. So if you see them at Dollar Tree, then yeah, they're out right now.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. That's Food World with Morgan number two.
That was Food World with Morgan number two. Num, num, num.
I want to walk through a flashback Friday for today, and I want to do 1992. Here you go.
Flashback Friday.
28 years ago, I was 12. The biggest country song on this day in 1992 was Neon Moon from Brooks and Dunn.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
When we got to play this with them at our Raging Idiot show, really a life highlight, right, Eddie?
Oh my gosh, I'll never forget that forever.
Really a life highlight. Even practicing.
Yeah.
When Ronnie Dunn shows up to practice and plays with us, it's like, you guys want to do this, or what are we going to do here?
Crazy,
like, what do you mean? He goes, we're going to practice some songs. We're going to get the Brooks and Dunn song. We'll run this back this way, but do a B key change right there. And I was like, all right. The biggest pop song is Criss Cross, Jump. Jam. They store their clothes backwards. The biggest thing in pop culture, in 1992, the final episode of The Cosby Show aired. After 8 seasons, 44 million people watched. In the finale, after the family attends Theo's graduation and Olivia leaves for Singapore, Cliff and Claire share a quiet moment. If I remember correctly, they did a little dance. The doorbell was broken the whole episode. Yeah. That's a great show. And they all end up being great people in life.
Mm-hmm. So dumb.
By the way, that's a joke. Anyone that wants to quote me, that was a joke. So that's Flashback Friday, 1992. Do you remember the final episode, Amy?
Yeah, because my husband and I, we even watched it later in life. Like, we binged The Cosby Show.
I don't remember it from being 12. I don't remember the final episode from being 12.
Oh, yeah.
Just watching it.
But I mean, later. I know that I, right. So yeah. I know that I watched it when I was younger, but I remember it from my adult, like rewatching it. And my husband and I binged it on DVD.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that even sounds old now, doesn't it? DVD.
Yeah. Did you buy that at Cracker Barrel?
I guess we got a box set or something, Target, Walmart, something, where it came with every season and every episode on DVD, and we watched it. That was before, you know, all the stuff.
I got a note here that a lot of people had questions from watching Running Wild with Bear Grylls. I was on an episode in the last season, and it's now on Disney+. And so, Morgan, you have the questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, I'll answer. These are the questions most people are asking about me on Running Wild with Bear Grylls. What? Did she freeze up? Do you guys hear that?
No, I'm still here.
Yep.
I hear like,
yep. Yeah, there's like a click. Hey, disconnect yourself, Morgan, and we'll come back to you for this. Let me know when you're connected back again. Were you guys hearing her go, yep?
Oh, yeah,
yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe I'm broken now. Yep.
No, that's just you doing it.
Oh. Is she back?
I'm back.
Oh, okay. All right. She's back. Okay. How many questions do you have here?
I have 4 questions.
Okay. Question number one.
Who picks up the ropes after you climbed down the waterfall?
Great question. Have no idea. I'm assuming after we leave our journey that they take a helicopter and fly back over. And if we lost anything or... I don't know. I have no idea who takes the rope because we use these ropes to go down. Now, we do have two camera guys that are with us, but I don't think they have the capacity to carry those big ropes. So I don't know. Now, we had them in backpacks. We were traveling with them. So, but yeah, I have no idea. My assumption is they take a helicopter back and fly and grab all that equipment after it's over. So there's answer one. Go ahead.
Did you train for the episode?
No, but they did check out and to see if I could handle it physically, where I had to go take EKG, the heart thing. They put all the things all over my chest, and they took blood. They measured how far I could run. So it wasn't training, but it was just making sure that I was physically capable to do it because they knew they were going to put me in some strenuous places and, you know, mentally and physically. So no, but if I wouldn't have been in good shape and passed the health part of it, they wouldn't have let me go. All right, what's next?
How do the cameramen follow you, like when you're going down the waterfall and doing all of those crazy things?
Great question. The cameraman doesn't follow me down cliffs and waterfalls. The drone camera does. There's a drone that has a little camera on it, and they have a skilled camera drone flyer. And I don't think I ever saw the guy. Like in human, he was always way off, and he flies that around the camera. And also when I'm going down the waterfall, I have a camera attached to my chest, a GoPro, that's looking at my face. So they have enough shots from that to be able to make it happen. The cameramen, though, if I'm accurate, and I think I am, because we were in some rough terrain on the Running Wild episode that I was on in Norway, the cameramen are trained as they're special forces guys who then learn how to do cameras more so than camera guys who train to go out in the wilderness. So they already have survival skills, and they're able to move around. They're physically fit. They served as Navy SEALs or in special forces some way, and they learn how to be cameramen because the situations are so crazy. I'm almost positive that's accurate. All right, give me one more.
And would you ever do, you know, the Running Wild with Bear Grylls again?
Well, they've only ever asked one person to do it twice, and it was Channing Tatum. So I would say that I would, but I probably wouldn't get to. But they did ask me to do it again as the second person ever right before Corona hit. And we were going somewhere super far and cool, and we're not going to get to do it now, obviously. Listen, nobody's going international for a while. But yeah, I would, and hopefully one day I'll be able to do that again. They had asked me to do it again, but obviously things aren't happening like we thought they would. But okay, well, is that it?
Yeah, those are all of them.
All right, thank you very much. Got those.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Have you contacted Bear during this quarantine time?
No.
See how he's doing?
No.
Okay.
There's your answer.
No, sure haven't. Nope.
Nope. We'll DM occasionally, or mostly not DM, but like comment on a video. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But it's never. He's fine. He's probably.
What? Watching the episode, man, it just feels like you guys had some sort of connection. And I know it's entertainment, but it felt like
you guys could
truly be like good friends.
But he lives in another country. And yeah. But I don't talk to some of my closest friends that often, except on Instagram, hitting their videos.
That's right. That's true.
But no, he's great. Loved him. Yeah, loved him. Mike D, our head writer here on the show, him and his girlfriend are celebrating 2 years. When is the actual day, Mike?
Tomorrow.
And so what are you guys doing for your two-year anniversary?
Well, we're not getting each other gifts or anything. We're just donating to a charity for our gift this year.
Do you pick the charity each other donates to?
Yeah. I went with No Kid Hungry, which is helping kids out who aren't able to eat right now because they're not in school.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
And does the person who donates to the other person's charity the most, they love the other person the most? Is that the rule?
No, not exactly. Huh.
Okay. And who are you donating to for her?
I don't know yet.
Oh. Can I pick one?
What do you got?
It's a good question. What, Eddie?
It's just funny. Like, pick one. I'll give you one too, Mike.
The Autobahns, the birds. How about donate to birds?
To the birds?
Nice. Yeah. I don't care about birds. I have one other thing I wanted to bring up. It was movie popcorn and how they're doing movie popcorn to go. And this reminds me, because Eddie Jr. was on, talking about how he wants theaters to open up so he can watch the movies in theaters, but mostly to get the popcorn.
Right, he likes that movie popcorn.
If you could get the movie popcorn to go, do you think that would affect him?
Ooh. Pick it up and then watch it at home?
Or have it delivered, yeah.
I don't know. You know, he was trying to explain to me, too, like, after the whole thing aired. He's like, look. It's not that I like big crowd. Like, he likes to watch the reactions of people watching movies. So, like, when everyone laughs, he loves that. And the popcorn, I think he's just talking out of his butt on that one.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Here's the story. Some restaurants are turning their parking lots into drive-in movie theaters. Now actual movie theaters are turning their businesses into snack shops. Many theaters across the country have started selling popcorn and other snacks that customers order online and pick up curbside. It's on Food and Wine
so
magazine.
So I think my sister-in-law and her husband, they've been doing that in Houston. They live in the Woodlands, like really close to the movie theater. And I think they've walked down there a couple of different times during quarantine and just picked up popcorn and taken it home.
Probably helps the theaters. They don't make much off the money, off the movies anyway. Movies, they make it mostly off popcorn and candy and video games. Right, Mike?
Yeah, pretty much. That's where they get a lot of it. That's where they're hurting right now.
Yeah. Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. Check it out if you love movies. What's this week's episode, Mike?
Talking about movies based on books. So the best ones.
Okay. Just search Movie Mike and you'll find that podcast. Amy on Four Things with Amy Brown. This weekend, if people are searching for a podcast, what will they find?
We're talking pink hair and how you can be a part of this trend at home for super cheap and it's temporary. So, and then I have an Outweigh recap. So if you missed my disordered eating series, I recap it so you can listen to that and see if you want to check out the whole series.
All right. Lunchbox Eddie, the Sore Losers podcast. What are you guys having an episode today or no?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We got an episode today. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about something.
You see, LeBron said that the NBA does want a place. Don't listen to the age. Don't listen to the stories about the agents saying we want off and cancel the season. LeBron is saying they want to play. Do you think they'll play?
No, I don't think they'll play. Steve Kerr came out and said, "Hey, the Warriors have already treated it like they're in the offseason. They've already had exit meetings, everything like that. That they're not even looking for. They don't want to come back."
Even with Disney World saying you can play here, we have a spot for you.
Saw that.
Even no, that's still a no.
I still don't think they're going to play.
All right, there you have it. And then on the Bobbycast, our buddy Clint Black.
Mm-hmm.
And then now all the new music coming out today. So you got lots of podcasts for you to check out. Hop in. Have a fantasy land. Learn. Snuggle. I got nothing else. Here is today's show. Thank you, guys. Hey guys, welcome to Friday's show. Hope you're having a great morning. If you're just waking up with us, we appreciate it. If you're catching us on the podcast later in the day, love that too. Amy, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. Today's May 1st, so maybe this month will be better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, May 1st. Or it's gonna be May.
Or wake up. It's the first of the month.
I mean, that's what's playing right now.
Oh, I hear it now.
Yeah. I was like, or we started with that.
I couldn't hear it. Honestly, you've scared me with having my headphones too loud that I'm going to lose my hearing. Yeah. So I have them turned way down.
I was way scared of that too. And I went and took a headphone test a few years ago. I've been doing this since I was 17. And my hearing was fine because we're not blaring our headphones. We have them on a lot, mm-hmm. but we don't jack them up. I think it's just listening to music, the boom, boom all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, since today's May 1st, I brought a game for you. Would you like to play?
Of course.
We're going to do the famous first game for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'll give you a famous first. It's May 1st. See if you know who did it. Ready?
All right.
Who was the first man on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Nice. Good. What's the first planet in our solar system?
Mars.
I'm going to let you guess that again. You
My very energetic mother, my, what? Is it a different M?
Yeah.
Oh, Mercury.
Yeah.
I was like, there's only one M. How could I get this wrong? But okay.
Mayan mother. By the way.
Oh, my very energetic mother. Just over this night. Pizza is my very.
There you go.
That's your song I'm singing, by the way.
Who was the first president to live in the White House?
John Adams.
Nice, because George Washington was having it built.
Correct.
Good for you. Who invented the first telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Nice. We the people are the first three words in what historic U.S. document?
The Oh my gosh, my brain. Stop. I know what this is.
She's
we
yelling,
the people.
Stop. I've done nothing. I've
I
just
know,
looked
because
at
it's
her.
So easy, and now my brain is just blanking on me for some reason. The Constitution.
Accepted, yes.
Thank you. But well, why are you, what's the beginning part?
The follow-up is, the first 10 amendments to the United States of the Constitution are known as what?
The Bill of Rights.
Nice. What's the first color of the rainbow?
Oh, that, what is that acronym? Red.
Yeah, Roy G. Biv is what you're looking
Roy
for.
Roy G. Biv.
Yeah. Rubber.
Red.
You're doing pretty good at these so far.
Okay, thanks.
Being May 1st, the famous first game, Leo DiCaprio won his first Oscar in 2016 for what movie?
In 2016?
His first Oscar. It was a big deal because he hadn't won.
Yeah, because he didn't get, I guess he missed that 1998 one for Titanic. 2016. Okay, gonna catch me if you can. Oh, that one where he was locked up in the psychopath ward?
No.
Oh, okay. Was it the one where he, I have no idea.
Was the one where I hooked up with a bear?
Yeah.
The Revenant?
Oh!
The Revenant? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even watch that. Okay.
I haven't seen it either. Movie Mike, was it good?
It was a good one.
Okay.
Who made the first American flag?
Betsy Ross.
Good. In the first episode of Friends, Rachel shows up at the coffee shop wearing what?
A wedding dress.
Nice. What are the first five words of the Star Spangled Banner?
I sang this, right? Didn't I?
What are the first five words of the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, can you see? No, is that a, that's a different song. Hold on. Land of the free and the say, can you see by the dawn? Oh, say, can you see?
Correct. The fact that she goes, that's a different song, I was worried for a minute.
No, because, hey, just whenever it's easy trivia, you have to give yourself a second. Go ahead.
By the way, Amy sang that at the Wichita Wingnuts minor league baseball game. Yeah,
I did, and I know that I'm not the best singer. I did it. I took singing lessons. I did it in serious, and I dedicated seriousness, and I dedicated to my husband, who was deployed at the time.
Yeah. Who's on the face of Mount Rushmore?
Well, there's four.
Sorry, who's the first face on Mount Rushmore?
George Washington.
Yeah, good. Finally, what was the first music video played on MTV?
Video Killed the...
Yeah, keep going.
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Nice. Video good.
Radio star. Video I don't think I missed any, except
yeah, you
for...
did. You missed a couple.
Missed two.
The Revenant.
What?
You didn't really...
Oh, the... Okay,
you didn't really get Mercury. You got Mars.
It was close
yeah.
enough.
Yeah. Got a voicemail from Andrew in Westville, Massachusetts.
I have a couple of things. My son recently started having to wear glasses, and he is very self-conscious about it, and he thinks it makes him look lame, and I was hoping that Bobby might have some words of encouragement for him. He's 7, and with distance learning, he's staring at a screen a lot more often, and unfortunately, glasses have become a requirement for that. His name is Aiden, and also, when... can we expect some more Shocker trivia? All right. You guys have yourselves a great day, and thanks for being awesome.
All right. Shocker trivia we can't do because we're not in the same room, but eventually that'll come back.
Great.
Yeah. So, Aiden, well, I guess I'll talk to you first, Andrew. I wear glasses. I had to wear glasses for most of my life. I just have one eye that doesn't work, basically. And for me, it was about finding someone that I looked up to and wore glasses like them, and I put glasses on. For me, it was Buddy Holly. And it was Rivers Cuomo from Weezer. And I thought, well, they're like me, or I would like to be like them. And they wear these cool glasses. So that's why I have big, bold, black glasses, because of those two people. I thought they were cool. And if they were wearing something, I thought, well, I can wear that and be cool too. So if Aiden wants a glasses mentor, I would be happy to be that. I'll get your cell phone number, and I'll send you a video, and I'll show Aiden how cool glasses are. Because, yeah, it stinks that your vision isn't good, but people are wearing fake glasses all the time to look as cool as us, Aiden. Don't be fooled. There's a whole market of fake glasses because people wish they looked as smart as we do. Right, Amy?
I mean, yeah. I think that I have glasses that I wear for just blue light blocking, and I wear them at night when I'm on my computer or watching TV. But sometimes I wear them during the day too, even though they don't do anything, just because I want to be cool with glasses.
Yeah, Aiden, people just want to be like us. Yeah. So you're actually going to probably... have to stop wearing them a little bit because all the girls are going to be like, whoa, who's the cute guy with the glasses? I'm just warning you, Aiden. You got to beat them off with a stick once you wear cool glasses. But I would also encourage you to find a pair of frames or some frames that you love. So, Aiden, I'm going to send you a video, but I'm telling you, my life got a lot better when I started wearing cool glasses. Not any glasses. Aiden, you can't wear any glasses because any schmo could wear any glasses. But we'll get you a pair of cool glasses, Aiden, and you'll be like, look out now. So I'll be in touch, all right? When we finish the show, we put the whole show up on podcast, and we also do a post show that doesn't get on the air. So I don't know what you're doing today at like 11 or 1 p.m., but check out the podcast because you can listen to the whole thing, and obviously we're not listening to all 5 hours right now. So search Bobby Bone Show wherever you listen to your podcasts. Over to Amy now. This is called Amy's Five Fun Facts. Come on.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Okay. Amy, is there a theme to this one or no?
Yes. Jeff Bezos.
Okay. The guy that has started Amazon. And this is all about him?
All five facts are about him and they're pretty fun.
All right. Here we go.
Number five.
So Jeff is worth $120 billion despite being paid an annual salary of just $81,000. That's less than what most U.S. representatives take home, and a large portion of that is tied to Amazon stock, not his salary.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine he just owns all the stock, and it goes up and down. And I also imagine he doesn't have all that in his bank account.
Oh, you don't think?
No, that it's probably just in stock, and you know that's why his worth goes up and down so much when the stock market does such thing, you know?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
So Jeff Bezos is the only one of the world's five richest people who has not lost money in 2020. He makes $2,489 per second.
Wow. Wow. And you know, we're using Amazon so much more because we can't go places.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I got Amazon boxes showing up left and right. And Jeff Bezos is just like, cha-ching.
Number three.
Jeff Bezos is so rich that an average American spending $1 is similar to him spending about $1.3 million.
Wow, so his $1 million is our $1. That is insane. I don't know if that's fun for me, though. I think it's way more fun for him than it is for me.
Number two.
Jeff Bezos is 36% richer than the entire British monarchy.
Oh, wow.
Number one.
And according to the Social Security Administration, the average American man with a bachelor's degree will earn about $2.2 million in his lifetime. Bezos makes that in just under 15 minutes.
Wow, there you go.
Fun Fact Friday.
That was depressing Friday because none of us are going to have that kind of... She's like, yeah, Bezos makes what you make in 10 minutes.
Have
a good day.
Fun.
Have a fun day.
I mean, because it just doesn't seem real. It's nothing to be jealous of. Like, there's no way... I guess you could try to attain that, but good luck.
I was reading about isolation cells of quarantined friends. Different than just who you're quarantined with right now. It's kind of like the next step out. You read about the same?
I don't think so.
So we're all social distancing for the most part to prevent the spread of corona. And a lot of people are like, well, when do I get to hang out with a few friends? And I was telling you on the air, I think maybe a couple days ago, about how some countries will allow you to pick up to 10 friends and you can only hang out with those 10 friends. And you kind of all are obligated to not jump out of your friend circle because it's just a slightly larger quarantine.
Right.
So that's what they're going to say is probably going to happen here. Not on any official means, but they're going to say the same way we're quarantining now, like know who your quarantine circle is and hold them accountable. And you can go out and hang out with friends, but make sure none of the other friends get out and do anything crazy.
Right. You just have to trust them all. Because then if a few of them go rogue and start hanging out with other 10 people, then that could be where it gets bad. But I trust you.
Well, you trust me, of course. But, you know, it doesn't have to be 10. It can be 4 or 6,
yeah.
You know? So, and a lot of places are starting to open up slowly, and I'm down. Just got to watch out for yourself. You know, don't touch stuff. And let me say this about, you know, wearing masks. When you wear a mask out, it's not for you. It's for other people. If you're like, well, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not really worried about it for me. But it's not about you. The mask is to keep your from flying out. So, you know, when you go somewhere public, if you have any sort of covering, slip it on up there. And some parts of the country are different than others. I have friends that live in really small towns in rural America, and they're like, it hasn't really affected us much. Nobody's got it. Hospitals are fine. And it doesn't, it's so weird that all the country is different. And we have to treat it like that. So, hey, some people, like my niece, and, you know, she lives in a small town in Arkansas. They all just play, and they're all good, and they live life, and nobody's sick, and, you know, it's just kind of a weird thing. The governor of Arkansas never did a, hey, you got to stay home.
Oh, okay.
And then he met with Fauci, and Fauci's like, no, you're doing exactly the right thing. You guys just aren't close to each other. It's not like you're in a major city, like a Boston or a Los Angeles. It's like you're in a small town in Arkansas. So, yeah, I was just reading about that. I'm itching a little bit, though, to move around a little, you know? Just, I'm starting to itch a little bit.
I'm getting it too.
Yeah.
So, but I also, then I turn on the news and I see something where I'm like, okay, I'm fine. I'll stay home.
And people will ask us for advice. Hey, what would you do in this situation? My advice is follow somebody you trust that actually knows the science of it and follow what they say to do. Don't ask me. I don't live where you live. I think it's different for everybody.
Oh, it's totally different depending on where you live.
I would tell someone living in Colorado Springs something way different than I would tell somebody who's living in Chicago right now. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope everybody's good and safe, and just appreciate you guys being with us. Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Florida. A man was at home, and he was like, man, I'd like some ice cream and beer, but I need someone to deliver it. So he called 911 and said he wanted to make a beer float. If they could get him a six-pack and some ice cream and bring it by his house, that would be great.
Man.
They sure showed up, and he had a $20 bill, but they arrested him for misuse of 911.
Wait, that's not who to call? You don't call 911 when you want beer and ice cream?
Nope.
Do you make a beer ice cream float? Is that a thing? I mean, dude.
Oh.
I've never had that in my life. But I've had alcohol, like shakes in Vegas. They make them with alcohol, and they're pretty good, but I've never had a beer float like that.
Did you ever have Coke floats as a kid?
They were the best thing in the world.
Yeah, those were good. I imagine that there are some beer drinkers that do beer float. That sounds like something that people in my family would have done back in the day, just made beer floats. Okay, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's an 8-year-old named Emilio Flores from New Jersey. He overheard his parents talking about making a donation to a local food bank to support families that were struggling during coronavirus. It was just days before his 8-year-old birthday, and he was like, well, why don't I just ask for food donations instead of gifts? Which is crazy. Think about that at 8 years old. When I was 8, I just wanted cake and toys.
Oh, for sure.
You know, now basically all I want is cake and toys when I think about it. But still, the next day, he went to his parents with a handwritten letter and said, hey, could I use my birthday as a way to collect donations? So the birthday wish was spread by word of mouth within 48 hours. Cars, walkers, bicyclists, and even members of the police department made their way over to their house and dropped off donations. Bags of food began piling up. There were also balloons and cars for the birthday boy. They donated about 4,000 items, food items. Isn't that crazy?
Love it.
That is what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you see what the governor did yesterday in Georgia about driver's tests?
Yeah. He's like, left it up to the parents. Like, hey, you don't got to go take a test. If your parents say you're good to go, you're good to go.
Crazy.
What?
Crazy, man.
No. Oh, wow.
Under a new executive order by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, aspiring license holders will no longer need to pass the test. New drivers just need to get their parents' approval. Wow. And it's happening because of Corona, but that's my parents. I get it. My mom, my parents, they loved me, but they were not involved, right? They were absent for a lot of my life. They would have just been like, give me something to sign. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I studied my butt off, but I got a permit at 14. But I was driving my stepdad's truck at 13 around the woods to go pick him up. Like, he would go like, hey, we're going to run the dogs this way. We'll see. And I was, so it wasn't for me about driving. I was a fine driver. I was driving in the woods. 14, I had a driver's permit. And then 16, I had my license. And I was studying hard on that. But yeah. Well, you think about that. Is that a thumbs down for you, Aime?
Yeah, probably. Just because you can't guarantee that every parent is going to be taking it seriously. There's some that are going to be very by the book. And the parents are like, okay, if this is up to me, we're going to do a test. I'm going to make sure you know everything. But parents, some of them don't care, or they don't have time for that, or they just trust their kids and they're like, okay, I'll sign here.
Yeah, hopefully they go back after Corona and they go, okay, all you kids got the permission slip. Now you got to come back and take your test again.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I saw that. Let's go over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What is a pig's favorite ballet?
What's a pig's favorite ballet?
Swine Lake.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, nice.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Kenny Chesney.
Kenny, what's happening?
How you doing, bud?
Where are you right now?
At audio production.
Oh, you're like in a real place.
Yeah, actually.
I thought you were like chilling in the bed, waking up.
No, I actually came in.
You a Ozark guy?
Yeah, but I already watched it.
Had you seen season 3 already?
Yep.
What'd you think about it?
I love it. It's one of my favorite shows.
Well, congrats on the new record. I always love when you put out a new package of music. No. Wait, why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at you. Are we rolling? Or are we?
I'm rolling.
We are rolling.
That's how I talk. This is Bobby Bones, Kenny.
I know.
We met a couple times. I don't know. You've done the show. We've hung out a little bit.
Can somebody send me a picture so I can see what he looks like?
The glasses, like a model.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, you got a new record out today. Tell me about this. I read that you got a bunch of writers together and you did a couple of these writers' trips. What exactly happens on a writer's trip?
I just got a lot of my songwriting creative people that I love and know that I've written a lot of songs with. And I was out in Malibu at the time. And I just rented a house and brought a bunch of people out there on 2 different weeks. And we just sat and made stuff up. And two of the songs off the record that actually start the record, the song called We Do, and the current single Here and Now was written out there during that time. You know, and so it's just a great way to get, everybody's busy, you know. And I didn't like for people checking their phones. You know, it's impossible to write a song when everybody's checking their phones. So that was one of the rules. You know, your live show is a direct result of the songs you go into the studio and record. And I knew there was a certain energy that I wanted.
How's the tan holding up right now?
The what?
The Kenny Chesney tan.
Oh, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen sunshine, so not that good.
So you're in Nashville right now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and are you just chilling at the house? Are you quarantined in for the most part, except for this little?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I haven't been out very many times. I haven't been out long at all. And so I've, like I said, I've been doing a lot of stuff for my album launch over the phone. I've been doing just stuff around the house like everybody else. I've tried to write songs. I've watched a lot of old sports on ESPN. You know, like they'll show the 1997 World Series. So it's just stuff, and it's fun to watch that stuff. But I'm just like everybody else. I'm just, we had to cancel a big part of the tour already, and it's just, it's not been a fun couple months because last Saturday night we were supposed to play the Dallas Cowboys football stadium, and you know we didn't get to go do that, and so that's. It's been a stressful time like it has been for everyone, and you got to be mentally tough to get through it.
What are they telling you about kind of the second half of the tour at this point?
Well, I think I don't know. I mean, I think just like the NFL, just like the NHL, anybody that entertains the American public for a living, I think we are all. Cautiously optimistic and hoping for the best. And that's just exactly where we are. We had to cancel the first 2 months, and we're just going to go from there and see.
Get Kenny Chesney on right now. He's got a new record that is out today. All the songs. The new album is called Here and Now. I'm surprised that, you're not calling us from the island or from the beach. I used to work in a marina for a long time, worked on the lake. Not as big as where you live, obviously, but I spent a lot of time on boats and having to work on boats. So my questions are, as far as boats go, are you a recreational boat mechanic, or could you get by fixing a boat? And then how quickly can you tie up a boat if you need to?
Oh, I can tie up a boat pretty quick. You know, I've lived on boats for a lot of my adult life, and as far as the mechanic part, I could get through it, but there's a lot of guys that could do it a lot quicker than me. But I could do it if I had to, but I as far as tying a knot, I can do that pretty well.
Do you ever tie a knot and then go in the middle of the night, wake up because there's a storm? This happened to me all the time.
It would be storming, and I would go, oh, my God, I don't know if that knot was tied enough, and then have to go check it somehow.
Yeah, of course. I think everybody, yes, of course. I've done that so many times, especially if it's on a, with a dinghy, you know, and you're at a you tie up somewhere and you just don't know if you, especially if you had any kind of alcohol whatsoever, you know, and then you wake up in the middle of the night and go, did I really tie that good enough? Of course.
Kenny Chesney's on with us. You know, he mentioned the first 2 months of the tour not happening. Is there any chance that you reschedule that part of, you know, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium shows? I mean, or is it just so big it's hard to do that?
Well, I think we're all going to do our best to reschedule what we can at some point. You know, it's all just depending on when it's safe for everyone. And that's the big unknown. Like I said, if it's for me or, if the NFL is cautiously optimistic. Their season's getting ready to come up, you know, and so they got fingers and toes crossed hoping they'll get their season in. So we're just, honestly, I watch what they do because we play in a lot of the same venues. And it's just a really big wait and see game right now.
You said that each of these songs on your new album is like a Polaroid from your life. I read where you said that.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a Polaroid camera? You seem like a Polaroid guy a little bit. Is that?
I do. I have one. And
me and my assistant Jill would just like randomly go through when we were on the road, just take pictures, and we would write down the date and where we were. And we have stacks of those pictures everywhere.
Well, congratulations on another record.
Thanks, man.
Glad to hear from you. It's me. It's Bobby again. Just. You know, brown hair, about 6 foot tall. Can't wait to see you again, my friend.
You too, buddy.
All right, see you later.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you're feeling an empty void because the new season of The Bachelorette got postponed, well, ABC has figured out how to fill that. And starting June 8th, Chris Harrison is going to host The Bachelor, the most unforgettable ever. And it's going to be 3 hours every Monday night for 10 weeks.
Wow.
Not even new content. I mean, it'll be new things that maybe you haven't seen, but not new stuff that they've recorded. It'll be retrospectives from some of the best seasons and then updates on some of the contestants.
Wow. That's a lot of time they're dedicating to that show.
That's all.
Holy
yeah.
cow. I got to say, though, and I don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette, but I will say this about what ABC has done. They have kept that franchise running at a high level for such a long time, and there has been kind of a rejuvenation of the passion behind that show now. And so I also like it that the girl that's going to be the next Bachelorette is like 39 or something, so she's not 22. Did I ever tell you that her and I used to DM all the time?
No.
Or
I don't
know about
so.
All the time, but we definitely would DM some.
Way back in the day. If you ever did.
What's her name again? Do we remember?
Claire.
Let me see how many DMs we had.
Okay,
it was never anything crazy, but.
Why don't you pull them up and then read them to us?
Well, I would never.
Yeah, she's 39.
What's her last name?
Crawley.
Okay, Amy, I would never do that. If anyone's listening.
I know.
I'm just
trying it out.
Claire. Okay, while Amy goes with this, because I can't find her right now, I will go to it while you tell the next story. Mike will search her Instagram name for me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Facebook is going to now allow artists to charge for streaming shows. So a lot of free concerts have been going up. Obviously, social media is the one way for artists to play and connect with fans right now since there's no concerts. But now they could actually charge you for it. And then Facebook will also expand its stars tipping option. So a performer can receive a penny for every time a fan clicks on the star emoji.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be good.
It's like cling, 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 cling.
I don't think there's going to be touring really this year at all. And so your favorite artist will be able to get on and do some cool stuff. And also not just like an Instagram Live where they're playing at the phone, but do something cool on Facebook Live and actually be able to make a little money too. Because it only like the top few artists are really rich. Don't be confused. Just because you hear them on the radio doesn't mean they're rolling in dough. And if they can't tour, they also can't pay their band.
Ugh, I know.
So, yeah, it's tough. All right, give me one more story.
Well, 57% of people who just started working from home because of the outbreak love it, and they want to keep doing it when the crisis is over. The main thing that people are missing is their IT department, because when they experience glitches during video calls or audio dropping out, they can't just call someone in IT. And then a lot of people have had to upgrade their system at home in some way, shape, or form, like upgrading computer or buying a printer or a new webcam situation. But over half of people working from home, they may try to stay that way if they can.
Listen, I love it for the most part. You know, I do. I don't like not being in the same room with you when we do this, but I do like being at home. So, all right, there you go. Amy, I looked it up. She slid into my DMs first. April 14th of 2019.
Okay, so a year ago, basically.
A year ago. And I was on American Idol, like one of the finales, and I was using one of those things that you do between the flossing in between your teeth, like those little picks. And she commented on that. And then we talked. You want to see how much? Can you see my phone? You ready?
Yeah. Here we go. See. Oh, wow. Okay. I'm still scrolling. Still going? Yep. Whoa.
Yeah.
It's a lot of DMs.
I knew when I saw her, she looked familiar. And she's from Sacramento. And I think she was listening to the show in Sacramento. Anyway, I thought she was very nice. I would never share what we DM'd about. But yeah, but she hit me up first. Look at us. Look at me. I was almost the next Bachelor. Dang. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Let's hear from Kathy in Buffalo, New York.
My son, Braden, is turning 7 on Friday, May 1st, and he would love a shout-out from Ray. He would love him to yell his signature sound that he is trying to get stamped. If you would give him a shout-out, Braden from Buffalo, New York. He is turning 7 on Friday. Thanks, guys.
All right, Raymundo, you're up. This is a big birthday for this kid. What are you going to do for him?
Yeah, so big happy birthday, Braden, man. What up? I'm just going to give you my my trademark, baby. I'll give you the yeah. Here it is in 3, 2, 1. Yeah! Get that birthday, baby. Enjoy it.
Get that birthday.
Baby.
All right. Happy birthday, kid. That's awesome. Got a message from Shandy in Oregon.
I'm just wondering if you and Caitlin have talked about what you will do after the quarantine, if she's just going to go back to California or if you guys are going to try to stay in the same place. So just let us know.
Okay. I will let you know. Thanks for asking. She's like, hey, just let us know. For those that are new to the show, Caitlin and I have been together about 5 months, but the last couple of months we've been quarantined together. She lives in California. She moved to California to go to grad school, to go back to school and go to grad school. And she's graduating now. You know, as soon as the semester's over, she graduates school. And I will say this, we have talked about it. So what I'm going to do is go to you guys and see what you think is going to happen. Your options are, she moved back to California and we continue dating long distance for a while and figure it out because the world's been crazy, so we don't want to rush. Option two, she moves to Nashville, finds a place here and lives near me, and we kind of see what it's like to be together in the same city. Or option three, my girlfriend just goes, I've been living there for 2 months. Why don't we just go ahead and live together? Because we've basically been doing it anyway. Those are your three options. Okay? Amy, you're up first. What do you think will happen?
I'm going to go with option two. Could be three, but two, and then eventually y'all get engaged, married, and have kids.
Okay. So you pick option two. She moves to Nashville, but we don't live together.
Correct.
Seems like a waste of money, huh? I'm going to be devil's advocate for all these, by the way.
Okay.
Seems like
if I were to say option three, you'd be like, oh, pump the brakes. Seems like
I would not say pump the brakes. Huh? Nope, sure wouldn't. We've been together for 2 months. I mean, every day. So your answer is two. She moves to Nashville, but we don't get together every day. Right?
Y'all can see each other every day, but she has her own place.
Okay,
there
you go. Eddie, what do you think about this? You know, you are, you're very close to me. You're very close to her. What do you think is going to happen?
Bones, I'm going to be completely honest with you here. I think she goes back to California to get her stuff and move into your place. Option three, dude. You guys are going to live together and live happily ever after, marriage, kids, the whole thing. This is it.
Wow. I like how you guys are adding extra chapters onto all this. I'm just asking about, well, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love it. Okay. So we have one move to Nashville, but not live together. One live together. Lunchbox, coming over to you.
Does she own a place in California, or is it just a rental?
She doesn't own a place.
Huh. See, because I was thinking you were going to split time between California and your house, and so you were both going to live together. But the only option is you're going to fly to California, she's going to walk that stage, you're going to pack the U-Haul, and you are going to make a cross-country trip, and she is going to pull up at your house, and you're going to be driving, and you guys are moving in. She's already put down roots. There's no point in going backwards. It's just going forward, and moving out would be going backwards.
Well, there will be no graduation, though. She doesn't get nobody gets a graduation.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what stage is she walking?
Yeah. So, wow. Okay. So you all think that she'll not live in California after this?
That's there's no chance.
Oh, wow.
You can't be together for 2 months straight and then just go back to being across the country. It's impossible.
Raymundo, I'll come to you. Raymundo's our sound guy, audio guy who's running the board here. Raymundo, what do you think?
Yeah, she's for sure moving in with you. I think she's realized that she can do her job remotely and not have to be in California. It's a lot better way of life out here. I think she's really down, and I mean, it's a great house, let's be real. I mean, why would she be leaving that thing?
It's so stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, we'll go to one more person. Morgan, number two, our head of digital, the youngest on the show. Morgan, what is your pick here? What will she do?
I think it's going to be option one, and you guys are going to see what happens when life goes back to normal. And if everything is good from there, then she would move here, and you guys would then, like Amy said, get married and have babies.
Okay, we have five guesses. We have one, she stays. One, she moves here and doesn't move in. And three, she moves in. Wow, look at this. I'll let you guys know next week.
But you know the answer, Bones?
I do know the answer, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What?
Yeah, I know the answer.
Do you make her sign a lease?
I'm not giving you the answer as to what's happening.
Is she going
to
pay rent?
Yeah, that's a good question, Amy.
What if she doesn't live here? Who knows?
When's the wedding date?
Yeah, does she have her own closet?
Next week, you will have all the news you need to know. Go ahead, Amy.
What if it's like a mixture of her getting her own place, but it's at Bobby's? Like he rents her a room upstairs.
Oh, yes.
Okay, enough. I'll give you guys an update early next week, okay? All right. Hey, we love hearing from you guys. If you have questions for us, we'd love to answer them. Here is Erica.
Hey, Bobby and Amy. I'm 23, and I struggle with major anxiety and depression. I currently work full-time in a hospital right now, and I'm also a full-time student. And I was just curious if you guys could give me any tips or any advice on how to handle my stress and anxiety during this tough time. I do exercise daily, so that does help. But when I'm not working on school, I do tend to get very stressed out. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I love you guys.
You know, the crazy thing about stress and or anxiety is it affects everybody so differently. You know, for me, I got it really bad after I had some incidents happen where I got jumped or had my house broken in, and it just kept getting worse where I was getting crazy anxiety for no reason. But there was a reason. I just didn't know why it was hitting me. It would just hit me at random times. And I would explain anxiety to people who had never had it, and they were like, oh, you're just freaking out. I'm like, but I'm not the type of guy to freak out. Like, I'm always pretty even-keeled. I got control. But all of a sudden, my heart would just go, boop, 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 and I couldn't control it. And so Eric, I'm not telling you what to do, but for me, and you're already doing it, exercise was a big part of it for me because it was a time where I knew that my mind was going to be focused on something else. And for some reason, anxiety would come in on me whenever I was down and relaxing and was more at a chill time. So I would exercise, I would be healthier, my mind would be focused on something else, and I just felt better after I'd finished exercising. Hate exercising, but would feel good after it was over. Hate running, hate riding that bike, love it when it's over because I'm like, dang, I did it. And then I would read, and I would read about how to handle anxiety. So you're 23 years old. If you can go to a therapist, I know not everybody has money to go to a therapist. That worked for me, but that's just my story. It was exercise and therapy and reading books sometimes about anxiety and reading about people with similar stories. Amy, you?
I would just, I'll give you this advice. I don't know if it'll work for you, but something we do at our house is called 478. And I learned about it in, I obviously have heard for years that breathing is good for you, but this is in a book for my kids, which we adopted, and they have some trauma. And anytime that anybody in the house needs to take a 478, especially them, you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and then push the air out for 8 seconds and do that 3 to 5 times. And it should.
That 8 is long, man.
Calm you. Yeah.
Wow.
The out is long, but you have to, you focus the 4 in, hold for 7, out 8. And sometimes, I mean, we just call it out now. Like my husband, if anybody has anything going on, our son Stevenson or me or him, he'll be like, I'll be right back. I got to go take a 4, 7, 8.
Well, I think that's very practical. I like that advice. Mine wasn't so practical. Mine's like search. And there's
that's good to know. Everybody's
there's no,
different.
Yeah, there is. I've never found someone that struggles with either one of these. You can just put a sock over it, the same sock. Mm-hmm. So my, I guess my advice is don't feel like you're alone just mm-hmm. because you can't figure it out. But I do. I think that's great. Well, thank you for that call. I hope that helps. And you guys can call us 877-77-BOBBY. And questions or comments, we'd love to hear them. Here is one, and they did not have a name on this.
Hi, Bobby. Love the show, but can you please stop burping on the post-show, pre-show? Oh, it's gross. Thanks, bye.
I might burp once every 3 or 4 days, but when we finish the show, if you listen to the podcast, not just the radio show, but we load the radio show plus another show called The Post Show inside the Bobby Bone Show podcast. If the show's over and I'm drinking a bunch of water, I'll just burp. There are no rules. We don't curse or anything. But there are no rules. But okay, she didn't leave her name, though.
She said, ugh.
I know. I know. Do you think it's gross?
I don't. I'm used to it. I don't mind. Okay. It doesn't bother me, but she seems pretty passionate about it.
And then here is one that came in, no lie, like 3 minutes after that.
Good morning, studio. Honestly, I just wanted to tell you, Bobby, that one of my favorite things that literally cracks me up every single time is when you're in the post-show, pre-show, you just randomly burp and you keep going. Nobody says anything. It's just so normal. And I think the reason that I love it so much is because it just makes you human. I know this is such a dumb thing, but don't stop burping. That is so funny to me.
See,
oh,
the calls both came in with the same 5 minutes.
I mean, and that is just the perfect example of how we cannot please everybody.
Yeah.
The burping is just one thing, but that's probably everything we do. There's going to be somebody that likes it and somebody that hates it.
Call, we love your comments. And again, when the show is over, we load the whole thing with a post-show, pre-show. It's like an extra show. Search for it wherever you listen to podcasts, or iHeartRadio. Just search for the Bobby Bone Show on demand. My dog's first birthday today. He turned 1.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So we're going to have a little party for him today. Obviously not my idea. I'd have got him a little treat and been like, happy birthday, but my girlfriend spoils him like crazy. But she's going to make tacos for us, and she got a cake for him that's shaped like a bone, and she had it shaped like a bone so I wouldn't eat it, because if it looks like cake or a cookie, I'll eat it. She had some dog cookies in the food closet. And I grabbed them, and I mean, the package looked like the Keebler Elf package. And I was just about to eat them. She's like, those are dog cookies. Look, why would they make dog cookies look like human cookies? There had to be people eat these before. So, but we're having a big party today. Turning 1, been through a lot of surgery. In 1 year, this dog has had 7 surgeries.
So much.
He has been in that cone.
Poor little guy.
7 times for almost 2 weeks. I would say he's been in that cone for about 15 weeks of 52 weeks. And so it's been hard to really get discipline into him. And he minds okay most of the time, but man, sometimes it's tough. So but we're having a big one-year birthday party. Kaylin sent me a text that says, hey, today we are celebrating Stanley by acting just like him. Everyone at the party gets to bite his foot at least 1 time. Because what he does, we'll walk through and he'll just like bite our foot.
Mm-hmm.
But the most part, he's really good. But that's what's happening today. I got a one-year-old dog. I turned 40, he turns 1, which is...
Life, 2 peas in a pod.
Life comes at you fast, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with me. What's happening with you like today, this weekend? Anything?
No. I mean, I'm going to go see my dad this weekend for the first time in 2 weeks.
Through the window at the assisted living center?
Yeah, still can't see him face to face, but he can now leave his room, so I'll go down to the window. So that's a highlight. And then I think we're going to take the kids like to hiking somewhere.
Yeah.
I know you don't call it where we go like real hiking, but like a trail.
Yeah, trail walk.
We're going to go on a trail walk. Yeah. Trail walk and just, I don't know, get the kids outside.
On Saturday night, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, they're playing the Opry. I'm hosting it. I had created this TV show called Opry on a brand new network called Circle Network. I was producing it and hosting it, and then Corona hit, and it kind of sidetracked it. But we're still doing the Grand Ole Opry. There's no audience, but you can watch it streamed live, you know, on the Opry Facebook, but on the Circle Network, and that's a big one. That's probably our biggest one. It'd be Garth and Trisha playing acoustic for an hour. Be pretty
so cool.
Yeah, the Grand Ole Opry Saturday night, tomorrow night, so you can
love
check
it.
That out. So. Yeah, I got and then American Idol Sunday for me. There's only three more episodes left, and they're all from home now. So we go 20 to 10.
So, but then what will happen on the third episode? The winner?
Well, so there were a couple episodes we did because we had no way to produce shows. So we finished all the way through Hollywood. We did Hawaii, which we got to like the top 20. And then there were like 2 weeks when they were trying to figure out how to do it from home, where they just created episodes like following the contestants. They did a real good job at those. But now we're basically doing 5 or 6 episodes inside of 3, something like that.
So, in 3 Sundays, we'll have a winner?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty crazy. So, yeah, I got a busy weekend too, but I got a fun weekend. Well, I always look forward to work. I love doing the Opry. I love doing this show. I feel pretty happy about what's going on here.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Usually in life, you get your life saved once. It's a miracle. Well, Adam from New York has had his life saved twice by the same hospital. When he was born, he was in the NICU and had to have an experimental surgery. 40 years later, he got put in there with coronavirus, and the doctor saved his life again.
Wow.
And so he went home, ordered the nurses and doctors pizza and Cokes, and now he's raised over $12,000 for the hospital.
Oh, wow. Well, that second part's good. I thought he just ordered pizza and Cokes and called it square. I was like, you know what? That's Tell Me Something Medium. No, you got to start with that. Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Morgan. Morgan, what's on today's podcast?
Kenny Chesney is on the show talking about his new album.
Yeah, Kenny was on talking about Fixing Boats, his new album, the tour. It was a whole thing. So if you love Kenny Chesney, we had him on for a bit today. What else you got over there?
Some people are irritated with you about what you do in the podcast.
Which, by the way, you can go back and hear that. But we do something called the post show where we just keep going. Like, we'll do it today. We'll leave the mics on and just keep doing the show even though we're not on the air and it goes on the podcast. And I had some people that were irritated at me. You can hear all about that in the post show. Or you can hear it on today's show. All right, what else you got, Morgan?
And we talked about what will happen after quarantine is over for you and your girlfriend.
Definitely. Okay, cool. Amy, what's up today with you?
Just looking forward to a beautiful weekend with the kids. I don't know. I got to figure that out. But something outside. What about you?
Well, something outside. Eddie and I are going to play golf right now.
Oh, I think my husband's going with you.
Right.
Well, I don't want to reveal his personal info. Eddie and I are on the show. I'd be like, we're going. But I don't want to like reveal anything. People can find him if he owes them money. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Never mind. He's not going.
No, I didn't say that either. I was just saying Eddie and I are going.
No, you're right. I don't want people to hunt him down that he owes money to.
Yeah. So we're doing that. Check out the podcast, all that stuff that Morgan said. It's up on the podcast. Can't listen live or as much. We appreciate it if you check it out. We feel like you may have missed a few things if you didn't. All right, that's it. We're done. We shall see you on Monday. On Monday, Thomas Rhett will be on the show. Very exciting. We love talking to Thomas Rhett. We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody.
Get your Bobby Bones on.